talked about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
I just had this like crazy realization. It's kind of amazing, and I'm gonna share it with you right now, okay?
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Oh, tomorrow's gonna be the day, like I know it, that we're gonna look back and be like, that was the day.
I know that tomorrow's totally the day. Like, I'm so confident in myself, I feel it in my heart. I'm confident in myself in the day.
Yes! Yeah!
I believe in us.
Yeah!
Yeah! Yes, dude!
Dude, I would throw you into hell, brother.
I would take you on my shoulders, like, I'd strap you up, and I'd be like, let's go to hell.
And now,
I hope you like these rhymes. I hope you like my flow. I love you in those shorts with that camel toe.
Our feature presentation.
Aw, that's sweet. That's a sweet little rap right there.
Sure is.
Morning, everybody. It's brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is 5:33. It's Thursday, the 23rd of January.
By the way, I'd like to start with a complaint, if you don't mind. Is the complaint desk open yet?
I don't think we have one, but go ahead.
Well, we need one. No more Smelcome to Manhood? Whatever happened to that? What was the last time we were spraying goodbye to being boys and Smelcoming being men?
That's right.
That didn't last very long, did it?
It was a commercial. You got the idea it was going to run through Super Bowl.
Right. It seemed like it was a new campaign that was awesome, but it occurred to me yesterday that there's been no Smelcoming going on in any of my football that I've watched in the last few weeks.
Rob's just stepped in. You've seen it?
Those commercials are all over the place.
Are they still?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
It's expanded into a whole full-blown campaign now.
Really? Because I'm watching the games and I'm watching them live and I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen the commercials with the moms following the guys around and they're bemoaning the fact that their little boys have grown up?
Yes,
and the bowling alley, the woman comes up on the ball changer, and she comes out. The other one comes out of the couch.
I mean, I have seen that, but the one I've seen
the
has...
That's Smelcome to Manhood campaign.
Do they use that slogan?
Yes.
Because in my memory, all I'm hearing is the song, the creepy song that goes along with that commercial. I'm not hearing the slug.
Well, then you're not...
But you're saying it's there, huh?
You know what you should do is just watch and listen.
You should do those two things.
You haven't seen it either.
Rather than just hearing things in your mind. No, but I don't usually watch stuff live. I usually fast forward through stuff. But I have not seen Smelcome to Manhood anywhere.
I miss it. That's what I'm saying. Because I thought that was going to be, I was, you know, anticipating it spreading and ending up on the, you know, on the money and everything else and on the flag. I just thought that was going to be America's new slogan was Smelcome to Manhood.
Can that be the Kevin and Bean slogan?
I believe
certainly
it's taken
could.
By Old Spice.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
but all those commercials featuring the moms, you know, watching their kids, the boys go out on dates and stuff. I mean, that whole thing is always tagged with Smelcome.
I didn't even make the connection that those two were the same commercial.
Don't come at my Smelcome. I will bring you down.
All right. Smelcome has an advocate here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
I am Team Smelcome.
Smelcome to Manhood. People sat around a desk and said, yes.
And it's spray goodbye to boyhood. That part's right, right?
Who knows?
You spray goodbye to boyhood,
sure.
I think. Speaking of spring, no, actually, that's not what this is at all. But here's a terrible story that's not far off from that, Lisa. I mean, there might actually be a little bit of spraying involved in this story. Comes out of Cincinnati. An opera singer went in to give birth, her second child. And I'm completely unfamiliar with childbirth. I don't really know anything about it. But apparently the nurse midwife during the delivery of her child did something called an episiotomy. Is that a word that you guys are familiar
with? Yes, that's where you cut some skin so that everything doesn't rip.
So everything doesn't rip.
It can be so delicate.
Maybe this will help.
The wild women, the ripping and the tearing, the ripping and the tearing.
Maybe this will help just a little bit.
Babies come out of the butt, right?
I don't think that's not indicated in this story at all.
Okay.
All right. So in other words, they make an incision so that there's more room for the baby to climb out so that it doesn't make a violent exit.
Yes.
Okay. So she's suing the hospital now and the midwife, Tiffany Williams, who performed the surgical incision. No physician assessed or repaired the episiotomy, which may be common. I don't know. After they were home and the baby was delivered successfully, the woman's, according to the woman's attorney, began to experience fecal urgency.
Oh!
Who are playing Coachella, by the way. Don't think they're not.
Good band.
And incontinence, including periodic leaking and excessive flatulence. She is an opera singer, you guys.
Oh,
she performs with the Nashville Opera. The lawsuit alleges she is now unable to work as a result of her incontinence and excessive farting, according to the lawsuit.
She should just work it right into the act. Put that right in there.
What do you suppose they're suing for?
Oh, millions of dollars?
Yes, millions of dollars. $2.5 million in damages for medical malpractice and loss of consortium. Now, that means no sexy time, right? Yes. Isn't that what loss of consortium means? So there aren't 5 minutes in a day where this woman is not... Exactly. She can't find any time or any relief to get busy?
Well, it doesn't sound like she's in control of it. So who knows? Yeah. Maybe there are 5 minutes, but she doesn't know when that's going to be during the day.
Yeah, maybe so. But
I mean, you are supposed to stitch that up. You don't
right.
just leave it.
You don't, yeah.
So that's
yeah, yeah,
one
yeah.
thing. But I don't think that's necessarily why the other things are happening.
I mean, yeah, I don't know anything about how all that works down there. I haven't seen one of them.
Yeah.
But there aren't enough details, as usual, in this article. There's no response from the hospital. You know, I don't know whether it was properly – the surgery was properly administered or not. But that's her lawsuit. I can't work because I fart too much. Give me $2.5 million. That's what she says.
Just do this when she goes into court.
If she could start singing from her butt, too. Like you said, Kevin, work it into the act.
She'd be the very best entertainer in the world ever.
Now she's got something. So we'll keep an eye on that and see if there's an update.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
I don't want to hear it, okay? You're losing your edge, and I wasn't going to say anything. But you're not as fun as you used to be.
That said, Dr. Drew will be here.
Yes, indeed.
We also have You Shot Yourself. Now, we're questioning this one just a bit. You think we'll have enough listeners listening at the time when they could call in and say, I shot myself? Or,
you know, if what you time's open it up to you shot somebody else by accident, I bet you we'd have a ton of calls.
Oh, sure. Probably plenty. Yeah. What time are we doing it?
Or you knew somebody who shot themselves. Mm-hmm. 8 o'clock this morning.
All right. So all your friends who are dumbasses, tell them to call us at 8 o'clock. By the way, another story I'll tell you later, but another story in the news yesterday about a police officer who just shot himself by accident for the second time.
Oh, my God.
So it does happen.
Awesome. Ian Somerhalder talking about Vampire Diaries, which comes back tonight on the CW. We're going to talk to Lieutenant Detective David Thompson. Now, you don't know his name, but you do know the case that he worked on, and that is the Justin Bieber case, where they went in guns a-blazing. Did they go in guns a-blazing? I don't remember.
I don't think there's any evidence that they had weapons drawn.
But they did go into Justin Bieber's house and served a search warrant and looked for all kinds of stuff. And he apparently was one of the lead investigators on that.
Oh.
Wow.
So we're going to talk to him today.
Interesting that we would have him on today to talk about the last police investigation, literally while Justin is behind bars this morning.
Yep. Which is delicious. The
kid cannot stay out of trouble.
Love it. That's where he belongs, right there. Yeah. He's going to make such a great inmate. Don't you think?
He's like, working for it.
Oh, my God. We also have a brand new internet roundup this morning as well. So we'll take a break and we will come back with the Showbiz Beat next. You are listening to the world famous K-Rock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 551.
I can't hear that song anymore without thinking of Raina James' Two Kids.
Oh, I know. And they sang it so well.
I know. They did an amazing version. We should play that version.
Yes.
We should play Raina James's kids version.
That's the reference to a character on TV's Nashville for folks who don't know
care.
Where that came from.
Don't
that
care.
Was awesome.
If you don't know, then you don't know, man.
It is when two little girls are singing it, Kevin, it's an awfully cute song.
It really is.
Yeah.
Let's play that one. I'm with you.
Young the Giant tomorrow night at the Grammy Museum and Fitz and the Tantrums at the Conga Room. These are just two of the exclusive K-Rock Grammy pre-parties that we are sending you to. Your chance to win in about 20 minutes. We've got a party package for you every hour all morning long here on the Kevin and Bean Show as we head into Grammy weekend. Ralph is here now on a Thursday morning. Time for our first look at the Showbiz Beat. Morning, Ralph.
If you detect a certain note of giddiness in my voice, it's because I woke up to the greatest news ever this morning.
Which was?
Justin Bieber arrested for DUI.
Yeah! Oh, wow. Finally, something serious.
Yeah, this is the real deal, Neil. Bieber busted in Miami Beach early this morning for DUI, and wait, it gets better. Also busted for drag racing, driving on an expired license.
Wow.
And wait for it, resisting arrest.
All right.
Yeah. arrest.
Yeah, he's going to fight a cop and get away.
Well, it wasn't. Resisting arrest is one of those sort of catch-all charges. Apparently, awesome. It stems from the fact that Bieber refused to take his hands out of his pockets when he was arrested in order to do so by the cops. So he gets out of the car and he's all sullen and swaggy.
Sure.
And he's got his hands in his pockets. And cops don't like that because they don't know what you have in your pocket.
Right.
And when you take your hands out of your pocket, you could be holding something detrimental to their health.
He was probably just trying to keep his pants up.
That's probably true. Where he was playing pool pocket or pocket pool. So they said, take him out. No, no, no. Well, then, boom, slap another charge on
wow.
there. Yeah, this all this good stuff happened early this morning.
What an idiot.
Bieber right now in custody, as far as TMZ knows. The police department is now testing his blood, and they assume they're testing for more than just blood alcohol level because it seemed like he was on drugs as well.
You stupid, ignorant son of a bitch, dumb bastard!
Next stop, jail, and then he'll be booked, processed, bail will be set.
Hope not.
He's a flight risk, right?
Yeah, Bieber, sure.
Yeah. With his kind of resources, absolutely. Keep him, hold him till trial.
Here's the story behind the arrest. Word is he had just left a nightclub, was driving a yellow Lamborghini at the time cops spotted him in a residential neighborhood. Sources say, this is the nuttiest part of the story for me, Justin's people, his swag crew, blocked the street off in the residential area so that Bieber could drag race somebody.
Really?
The other person Bieber was racing was also arrested. That driver, again, according to TMZ, was Khalil. Khalil.
He's not Lil anything?
He's Khalil. He's Khalil.
Okay.
apparently he's a rapper on Def Jam Records. I'm not familiar with Khalil's work.
I am not either. Does he know a Lil Twist or Lil Za?
I believe he does both of those guys. And he knows Twisty Za, which is another guy.
There was a woman in
the car with Justin. Well, I don't know if it's a woman or not. It was a model named Chantel Jeffries. Who knows? Could have been a woman. Mm-hmm. Could have been.
Sure.
Could have been a guy, anything. Anyway, this is all just good stuff.
There's no more, hey, look at me, in the world than renting a yellow Lamborghini that you then close off streets to joyride through residential.
Drag race, not even joyride. Yeah. Drag racing.
Yeah.
While you're loaded.
Yeah, you're trying desperately to get caught.
Or murdered, or kill yourself.
I hate that nice guy Paul Walker is gone and Justin Bieber lives to drag race another day.
Isn't that the truth? So that's your good news this morning. You're welcome, boys and girls.
Wow. That is excellent.
You can go to work with a little extra zip in your step, knowing that Bieber's behind bars, and we're all a little bit safer this morning. I wasn't this happy when they took out Bin Laden. It's good to show you my level of hatred for Justin Bieber.
Well, I think there's just a collective sigh of finally. It's like when OJ went down for the robbery. You just go, justice is now finally being served. This guy has just been getting away with so much. It's about time he got some comeuppance.
Well, let's see what the result of the arrest is before we start celebrating too much. Because go to rehab, slap on the wrist, who knows? I mean, I won't be really stoked until he does some time.
Look, it could be step one, you know, down the wrong road. Maybe he doesn't
step one.
Maybe he doesn't get a lot of, you know, time out of this, but it certainly is step one, and then the next thing he gets caught, it's step two.
That's true, yeah. If it's a probationary situation, then he certainly will foul up again.
Absolutely.
Hey, remember that first time?
And then I think they put him down. I think that's the next step after that.
I think so. It is Florida.
That's right.
That's true.
I would have shot him. Say, I was scared for my life. He was driving a red Lamborghini or yellow Lamborghini in my neighborhood. I was afraid he was going to kill me.
He would take his hands out of his pocket.
I stood my ground.
Where's George Zimmerman when we need him? Why could it have been in his neighborhood?
Come on, Zimmy. I'm just giddy. I'm just so happy. I'm also happy for our buddy John Henson. Just got picked up another season of Wipeout over there on ABC. Congratulations, John.
Big red balls.
Big red balls indeed. ABC said they're so pleased with the show, they're going to have a Tournament of Champions edition at the end of the upcoming season to compete for the title of Ultimate Wipeout Champion. I wonder if that comes with a belt. Contestants will also have a chance to win a date with Jill Wagner.
Really?
The show just keeps getting better.
Wow.
Better.
Really?
Yeah.
I like that Wipeout has now been on longer than, the West Wing and Breaking Bad, all of these classic shows we could think of.
Well, that's because it's better than them.
It's fun to watch people bite it. That's all there is to it.
Yeah. This is the game show I want, though. This is a game show out of Britain. I insist that we buy the rights and put it on television here. It's called Release the Hounds. This is the greatest show ever.
Okay.
The show features a group of unsuspecting contestants who are sent into a forest at dusk to find chests full of prize money.
Okay.
All sounds good, right? But then they find out that they have to evade a pack of dogs that are guarding the money. So you have to run through the forest while dogs chase you.
That seems bad.
It seems awesome!
Well, yeah, but bad for them.
Yeah, that's why it's awesome for us, the audience. Don't you want to see people being hunted down by packs of dogs?
I do, actually, yeah.
Yes, you do. Release the Hounds was a huge hit in the UK, and apparently the show syndicator is still looking for a U.S. broadcaster to pick up show.
Fantastic.
I can't wait to see Release the Hounds. They should work it into Survivor. Survivor's like ramping up for its 28th season. It'll begin this February with a new twist. Last season, they did Blood versus Water.
Right.
They brought in relatives and partners of contestants and made them compete sometimes against each other, sometimes with each other. The new angle for the new season is Brains versus Beauty versus Brawn. Three teams will start the competition.
Okay.
A team full of smart people, a team full of hot people, and a team full of big, strong, muscly people.
Okay.
It's going to take place in the Philippines again. Apparently, some of the new contestants feature a professional poker player, a horse trainer, a nuclear engineer, two cops, a former member of the San Francisco 49ers cheerleading squad.
All right.
All that happens on February the 26th.
Sounds like it could be good because they could be terrible at the challenges.
It does,
yes.
Actually.
I love Survivor. I'm still a big fan.
I haven't watched it in a while, but
it's a good show.
Might be time to get back on.
All they need is dogs. It's dogs true. Chasing them through the woods.
Release
that
the hounds.
That would be really
And Bieber.
Hounds.
Let's put Bieber on there.
Let's put Bieber on there. Let's mix everything good together. Then we get the big red balls, and then Jill Wagner will co-host with Jeff Probst.
Now you got a show.
Today's celebrity birthdays. MMA fighter Tito Ortiz is 39 years old today. Nick Harmer, he's the bassist for Death Cab for Cutie. He's 39. Tiffany Thiessen, so good on the White Collar. You watch the White Collar?
I do.
Good show.
Love that show.
She's 40 years old today. Mariska Hargitay is 50 years old. Singer Anita Baker is 56. Robin Zander, singer-guitarist for Cheap Trick, turned 61. And MacGyver himself, Richard Dean Anderson, celebrates his 64th birthday. Now he can make a bomb out of his dentures and his hemorrhoid cream. He's MacGyver. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Why is that song so good, by the way? Have we figured that one out?
I don't know how to answer that.
Yeah,
hey,
answer that.
What?
Yeah,
what?
All right. You don't know how to answer that. That's right.
Hey, Roland.
Hi, guys.
What are you doing?
You can't just bust in on the show whenever you want to talk to us. Just call us on the phone like everybody else, Roland.
Apparently I can.
I know, but we're...
break into your Cro-Magnon style security into your broadcasting and then just beam myself into it.
Huh. We were planning on talking about something here, though. We have a show. We have a schedule. We're busy.
Well, all right. Then just help me really quick.
All right. What's going on?
I am filling out my application for datatrekkie.com.
There's a website where you can date Trekkies.
There's a new online dating service. For Trekkers, first of all.
Trekkers, sorry.
What we prefer to call ourselves. And yet this site is called datatrekkie.com.
Oh, that must be very upsetting to you, Roland.
It is, but you know what's more upsetting? Not getting laid.
Yeah.
So well, you're good at that.
I'm willing to forgive them this faux pas in order for me to finally find the woman of my dreams.
So this is for Star Trek fans to come together. You probably haven't had much
hopefully.
Luck in the non-Star Trek world. So now if you can find a woman who's into the same sort of stuff you're into, then boom, you got something in common.
If everything works out right, we'll be coming together. That's right.
So, now, what?
Now, you're talking about your profile. How does that work?
I have to fill this profile. It's pretty extensive.
Okay.
So I was hoping maybe you guys could help me, you know, spice it up a little bit. And maybe, you know, track some of those hot Uhura types.
Okay, we'll try.
All right. My body type is...
Bieber-esque?
Thor-like. I'm going to put down Thor-like.
Oh, that's another option?
Thor-esque.
Is that accurate? Because, you know, if all goes well, you will actually meet this woman in person, and you don't want her to be too disappointed if you get her hopes up.
Yes, well, it is true because I often carry a hammer.
Okay,
so that's Thor-esque.
Thor-like.
Sure, okay.
Do you have any body art, piercings, or tattoos?
I doubt that.
I do.
What?
I have that one tattoo of an Orion slave girl on my butt cheek.
All right. That's cool.
It's not visible, but I also have Live Long and Prosper someplace else, but I can't tell you where that is.
Yeah.
That's, okay. That's just for the ladies.
Yeah, sure. They'll find that out first date.
No.
So you taint be saying where that is.
In high school, I was a blank.
Nerd?
No. In high
school? Loser?
No.
Loner?
High school, I was...
An outcast?
Stuffed in a locker.
Stuffed in a locker. Okay.
My ideal woman would be...
Female.
Well, female, good.
That's good. Right. Might female. As well keep it as broad as possible.
As little facial hair as possible.
That's also good.
A sure. woman who knows Kirk could kick Picard's ass.
Oh, is that important?
Yes.
Because I know that divides that group.
And a woman... Who I can tell where to put it without rolling her in flour.
What? What's happening?
What was that?
Well, I don't want her to be too big. I mean, I like a girl who's a little chunky, but you don't want that, you know?
Well, it,
you never
I
heard that old joke?
Yes.
I have.
Well,
but
then finally, somebody knows what they're talking. Lisa, are you single?
Sorry, Roland, taken.
I might be able to put away this whole tricky thing. It never just dawned on me right now.
Really? This is the first time it's hit you?
Yeah, you have a certain Lieutenant Uhura kind of quality about you.
Yes, I do, actually.
You sit there in the corner of the Starship Bridge and tell Captain Kirk while the traffic is.
Yeah, it's true.
That's actually true, yeah.
Oh, no, we got a red sig alert on Orion.
We have a winner.
There's a space freighter that blew a tire. There's a ladder in the lanes.
Lisa, do it for Roland. You know Roland. He's
Come on,
us.
Lisa, give me a chance.
I'll have to clear it with my guy, Roland.
Oh, like your guy's going to be threatened. I mean, come on.
I don't know. He's a Trekkie, you know.
Oh. Phasers for love.
There you go. Ian Somerhalder joins us in about 15 minutes or so here on the Kevin Amin Show, talking the return of Vampire Diaries tonight on CW. Kevin, you're our CW correspondent. Is that one of the shows you watch?
Yes. I
Very
think
excited
I'm a
to
couple
have.
Of episodes behind, which is odd because it's just coming back for the... spring.
Right. You're still two episodes behind from last season?
From last fall, yeah.
That's remarkable.
A couple.
Also, brand new Kevin Amin Internet Roundup on the program today. And at 8 o'clock this morning, again, we're putting out the word. We're going to be looking for you or your friends if you've ever shot yourself by accident. A lot of stories in the news like that lately. And we want to find out if it's ever happened to any Kevin Amin listeners. That's 8 o'clock this morning right here on K-Rock.
Another record has fallen. The Guinness World Record for the loudest burp.
Awesome.
Has been toppled.
Really?
By a woman.
Wow. Go ladies.
Come on now.
And by the way, if I could just say this, she's not a 10, but I'm guessing in the burping community, she's a 10.
I was surprised at how young and attractive and otherwise normal she seems as well, but I also don't have any reason to think that you necessarily need to be an ogre in order to be able to burp loudly.
No, but I think it's one of those things where you're sort of taught, even guys are just sort of taught, you know, if it's a social situation, maybe you shouldn't do that. If you're hanging out with your friends, fine.
Right, right.
But you would probably think that most, has brothers.
This woman, most girls would be waved off of even getting into the burping world.
This woman flew to Madrid, Spain to compete for the Guinness World Record. And so on Huffington Post Live, they did an interview with her and they asked her this.
How did you even figure out you had this unique talent to burp louder than anyone else?
I just have been burping my whole life. I've been good at it. It's not a big thing to me, but other people are completely fascinated with it. People like my son.
I bet he loves it.
And this woman? Yeah, his son, her son, she says, is the one who is pushing all of this. He wanted her to get the Guinness World Record. He wants her to do it, you know, in public. Her nickname is the Queen of Burps.
One thing's for sure, lovely. You are the Queen of Burps. That is your nickname. That is an earned title. How did you come to even be a part of the competition for the Guinness World Record?
It kind of all started out with a crown. A girlfriend of mine, she gave me a crown for Christmas.
How sweet. A burping crown.
And I just put out a video and people liked it. My son saw a show and it had the record holder for the loudest male burp. And so my son really wanted me to apply for the record.
Now, this is weird because she tries for the record. She gets the record. She says her son is proud of her and wants her to do it. But, I mean, when you're growing up, do you want mom to be?
I think it depends on how old you are.
Yes. If the kid's 4, you think it's awesome. If the kid's 14, probably not.
Then you go, nope. Why don't you just stay in the background, mom?
Right.
By the way, son can't burp. Very upset. Son can't burp.
I don't know if there are any statistics on this, but can most people burp on command or no?
I don't have any of those statistics either. I don't know.
I can't.
I can't. She can, as we will hear in a little bit.
Poi fa così insegna.
This is in Madrid, Spain, in the competition. I love it so much as well. Can you imagine being in a competition? That's the competition. Like,
right.
That's not an undercard. That's it.
It's what's like, her – that's not the prank that they're playing before they get to some actual boxing or something. That's the real deal. What's her strategy? Does she talk about how she does it?
She does in just a second. She says
okay.
She says how loud can she burp? Mm-hmm. She wants to know.
So if I put it at my mouth, I can actually –
she's talking about the thing that measures how loud it is mm-hmm. about 8 inches from her face.
Okay, so, decibel meter.
But if she puts the decibel meter right by her mouth,
hit about 128 decibels average, which is between a jet engine and a rock and roll concert.
Can you imagine?
That's really, really loud.
You're sitting anywhere in the house, and all of a sudden, as loud as a jet engine, your mom is burping.
3, 2, 1, burp.
I mean, that's nothing compared to what this woman, the queen of burps, can do.
Blows him away. And then she talks about, can you win cash and prizes, and can you make a living at it?
This is a medal that I got, and this is really, really heavy. But, you know, it's like things like these that I get to pass on down to my kids.
Now, you guys guess on this. Do the kids want that? I think I would.
I don't know.
I think I would, but what would I?
He's got a cool mom.
Yes.
And they must have a great relationship.
It does seem like she sort of does it to make her son happy.
Yeah. It's sweet.
So, yeah, I guess it's sweet.
She's got a medal that she's going to pass down to the kids. Guinness World Record for burper. Yeah, that's my mom. Sure am proud of that. So now she asks, can you burp on cue? Fantastic.
Can you do it on cue?
Yeah.
Is there something you'd like to burp to us here at HuffPost Live?
All right. So HuffPost Live is the name of this interviewer, this show. And this woman now burps on cue. HuffPost Live. And what a delicate flower.
HuffPost Live.
Oh, that was kind of stinking.
It was stinking. Now she won't stop.
Oh, my God.
Do I want that to be my mom? On one hand, yes.
I didn't know
that
she
could. She's pretty. I was looking at
her. She is pretty.
She's pretty, so it's fine. It's hilarious.
When you're saying words as a burper, though, that's not when you're really going for
volume.
For loudest, though. Yeah. I mean, that's just got to be a straight-up burp is when you're going to get maximum volume, I would imagine, right?
That's pretty loud.
I like the interviewer is just trying to get in another question, and now she's not going to stop. You want me to burp? I'm going to burp. Oh, that's so sweet. I wish that was my mom. Right.
Did you hear that?
For 5 seasons now, Thursday nights at 8 have met the CW and Vampire Diaries, which returns for season 5 tonight. It's 100th episode. You know how rare it is, Kevin, that a show makes 100 episodes? Some of the greatest shows of all time didn't make 100 episodes. It really takes a special combination of a good show and a lot of luck to stay on the air that long. And the actors are breathing a huge sigh of relief because paychecks for life, ladies and gentlemen. Ian Somerhalder joins us back on the Kevin and Bean Show talking tonight's Vampire Diaries. How are you, Ian?
What's up, guys?
What's up to you, my friend?
Well, you know, I'm just cruising around, you know, doing a little... And that's so cool. It's like you can go to all every ends of the earth on digital media. I mean, on digital telephonic mobile apparatuses now. And now I'm sitting here, you know, on the East Coast talking to you guys. You guys are soaking up that Southern California sunshine.
Dude, and, it got down to like 50 last night.
Wow.
Woo!
20 last night.
What city are you in on the East Coast right now, Ian?
I'm in Atlanta, and I didn't have to go into work today because there were shooting some scenes that I wasn't in. I wanted to go out to our crew yesterday and just hand deliver them warm cups of liquid and food because, you know, something, you know, you're talking like in the teens, 18 degrees and stuff like that. So yeah. I'm sending them some love and thanking them. You know, it's crazy, man. 100 episodes is, as you guys know, because you live in this world, it's a huge feat.
Yeah, and
it's a combination of the studio, the network, and the writers, directors, producers. This is really, though, about fans. We would not have been able to do this without the people watching this show, wasting their times on Thursdays, and giving us so much love, man. I mean, this is about them.
Well, certainly, yeah, absolutely, it is, and I know that you're as surprised as anyone that this show has been successful for as long as it is. I mean, even Kevin Williamson, the guy who created the show, had to be talked into doing it. He didn't think it would work, and here you are now, all these years later. I mean, it must be just a total blessing and surprise to you guys.
It's really, really, really cool. The amount of, you know, the experiences that we've had as a result of being on this show for this many years, and a lot of storytelling. You know, being on a television show, I have this phenomenal acting coach in Los Angeles named Ivana Chubbuck, and if you look at her credits, it's just incredible the people that this woman has taught. But we were saying just the amount of work that goes into producing one episode of television. And it's just, it's a phenomenal feat to even do one. You know, they're little mini movies. So basically we shoot 22 episodes a year, which is about 10 full-length feature films every year. We've done that for almost 5 years. So you're looking at shooting 50 movies in 5 years. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's a little ridiculous. Now, you mentioned that this is a day off because you're not shooting a scene. What do you typically do on a day off? Just sit around, sleep?
I don't have days off because we are running the Ian Somerhalder Foundation. I also have four companies. I'm building a house on the lake down in my hometown. So there's never a dull moment. I have a house full of animals. I've got people coming in all day. I've, you know, an office here. I have a spa that I've built, like an integrated medical spa I've built for myself downstairs where I go recharge. I mean, this place is like it's like a little office building in and of itself, my home. So it's pretty kinetic. So I'm working. If I'm not shooting, I'm breaking down the next scenes of the next episode and having strategy meetings on the companies, the foundation. I mean, it's pretty extensive.
It sounds like it. And I do know this about you, Ian, and for many, many years, you're a guy who has used his celebrity for good in that you're so actively involved in so many causes and so many issues. I imagine that that does eat up a lot of your time, but that's probably the stuff that is as gratifying to you as anything, right?
It's so gratifying. It's so gratifying. I mean, I think, you know, this week I had 2 days off, and this week, you know, I wanted to make a pledge to myself that to take an hour, you know, jump up in bed with the babies and, you know, watch a movie. I've been really gravitating toward trying to catch up on all these screeners, and I want to go back and start really watching the old films that I want to do. And just, you know, it's movie time. It's now time for us to go out and get movies. It's now time for me to, you know, start putting my best foot forward and getting a feature and writing a feature that I'm writing and just get, you know, it's movie time for me. So you spend 9 months a year on the little screen, and then you spend the next few months of the year trying to get onto the big screen. And it's an incredible schedule, and I'm grateful to do it every day. You know, it bums me out when people say, oh man, I've got to get up and go to work tomorrow. I hate going to work. I'm sure you guys say the same thing. I'm grateful to go to work every day. It's so fun. These people are my family. We get to have a blast.
Now
and,
I want.
What's that?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to interrupt. I watch Vampire Diaries, and I'm not the guy to catch everybody up on exactly what's happening right now. Tell us about Catherine and Silas and your character and Nina Dobrev's character. Tell us what's going on that we need to know for the return of season 5.
Man, there is so much stuff going on. I don't even know.
Okay, good. Good. That makes me feel better. You
know, yeah, it's a pretty extensive amount of information to take in. But, you know, one thing that I was really excited about was that, you know, everyone loves that Bad Damon. And no one more than me. I mean, it's just, I live for it. And so we get to see this kind of bad streak come back around. And, you know, it's just so crazy that this guy, while being a complete bastardo sometimes, can go and just, he's a guy that has the same look on his face, whether he's saving a kitten out of a tree or ripping your head off. He's that guy.
Yeah.
And we love him for that. So no matter what he does wrong, the audience will somehow find a way to redeem him and love him, which is just, it's so crazy and so cool. But we get to go back to that really kind of crazy, volatile, smarmy Damon. And it's a lot of fun to play. It's dark. It's funny. It's like going back to those season one elements that made everyone fall in love with these characters to begin with.
Is it fun to play the bad boy?
It just is, man, because, you know, he truly enjoys everything he does. And so what I learned very early, particularly from my coach, who taught me this a long time ago, which is that you can't judge your character. Yes, because they may do some seriously effed up stuff.
Right.
And if the second you start judging them is the second that gets in the way of you really being able to portray this individual. And so you've got to go on their morals, which sometimes is counterintuitive of you, but then all of a sudden you see it on the screen and it works. Well, I mean, in varying degrees it works, but the audience, I'm not saying it works all the time. I stay up. I stare at the ceiling some nights and just say, oh my God. Gosh, I should have done that, and you just want to jump out the window. But you just, you know, upwards and onward. But I just love the fan. I just love the audience response to this character. I'm really, really grateful for Kevin Williamson and Julie Plec and the studio network and all the producers for pushing for this role for me. It has been a trip, to say the least.
You must also get some hate, as you are the bad boy. I mean, there must be some people who love the other characters who really just want you to die.
Well, that may be the truth. But I think those, you know, that group of people pales in comparison to the ones who say, oh, Damon, oh, I can't believe, you know, they just always find an excuse. Oh, he just, you know, he wouldn't just destroy that entire orphanage. And then someone will come up and say, yeah, but he was drunk. And you're like, wait a minute. How are you? He was heartbroken. Elena broke his heart. And I always think, how do you justify this man's actions? I just, you know, it's baffling, but it's just really cool that you know, people identify with something that we're doing. And we're really, really, really grateful. This is about, you know, at this point, our crew is the hardest working crew in show business, and our fans are the most incredible loyal fans on the planet. And you guys are just so good to us as well. And so it's just, there's just love that's coming out of every corner of the earth. This show, I found out, is in about 180 countries.
What?
And I didn't even know there were 180 countries. I know ISF, our foundation, the Insomerado Foundation, in 100 and something plus countries. And so you look at the globe and you think, whoa, wow, this is like covering the planet. It's such an incredible feat to be able to do this with digital technology and broadcast technology that, you know, and also, too, we broadcast television to a group of people that don't watch television. iPads, iPhones,
right?
You know, everything. I'm surprised people are watching this on their sneakers. Like, any way that people can watch this show they watch it, and it's the new age. It's the new age. And
wait,
it's pretty...
wait, I can watch it on my sneakers?
Hey, man, I'm sure someone's going to come up with, like, a hologram sneaker that, you know, you can sit and it plays the entire episode in front of you in 3D.
Well, listen, we're out of time, Ian, but congratulations so much on 100 episodes to you and the whole crew and the cast and everyone that you mentioned. 500 Years of Solitude is the name of tonight's episode. It looks awesome as we go back to Catherine's early life in the 1490s. That's crazy. Yeah. Season 5 on CW tonight at 8 o'clock. Always great to have you on the program, man. You're a lot of fun. Thanks for the time.
Hey, guys, thank you so much for the time. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Thank you.
The lead detective on the Justin Bieber egging his neighbor's house investigation joins us right after the top of the hour. I never thought those words would be said together in one sentence. But that's coming up here on KROQ. First of all, Ralph's got the Showbiz Beat on a Thursday.
That evil villain, Egghead, back again to frighten citizens of Gotham City. Start calling Bieber Egghead.
I like it.
I do, too. Let's give you something. Because here it is, almost 7 o'clock in the morning. You got to be up for some godforsaken reason. You got school or work that you don't want to go to. But yet, there you are, still out there, fighting the good fight. God bless you. Here's your reward. How about a new Samsung Smart Blu-ray player? How would you like that?
Yay! All right.
And, of course, if you're new to the Blu-ray world, you probably don't have anything to play on that Blu-ray player. Well, I'm going to fix that for you, too. I'm going to give you a copy of the following, the complete first season, which is now in stores on Blu-ray. You can catch up on the following before it kicks back in with the next season on Monday, January the 27th at 8 on Fox 11. So before you start watching Kevin Bacon and the terror that is Joe, you can catch up on the first season on Blu-ray in beautiful, crystal clear, high definition, delicious, tasty Blu-ray. Call me right now, 1-800-520-1067. Well, don't call me. Call Chip. But if be caller number 11, then you will get that package of the Blu-ray player from Samsung and also the following, the complete first season.
You know, it's interesting. We're just talking to Ian Somerhalder about Vampire Diaries, Blah. Kevin Williamson series. He Blah. Also created the following. Same guy.
That guy also created Dawson's Creek.
And Dawson's Creek. What a career.
He knows how to do a show.
No kidding.
Didn't he do the, weren't the Scream movies his too?
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely.
And all three Godfathers.
Yes, he did all the Godfathers.
And he wrote the Bible.
Yes. Right?
He created Superman, too, the character Superman. He created that back in the late 30s.
He's successful.
He does a lot of stuff. I am thrilled this morning to bring you the good news that Justin Bieber has been arrested for DUI.
Woo-hoo. Yes.
Happened this morning in Miami Beach. Bieber was busted. He had his douchebag crew go into a residential neighborhood and then block off the street so that he could drag race with one of his douchebag friends, Khalil, which I think, if I'm not mistaken, is the guy who would rip your heart out of your chest in the Indiana Jones movie, Temple of Doom. I'm pretty sure that's who that guy is. Justin was driving a yellow Lamborghini. Khalil had a red Lambo. And there they were, just hauling ass through a residential neighborhood. Dodging kids, playing with little soccer balls, I'm sure.
He's been so slippery. It's always like somebody else's fault, or he hands little Zaw the drugs or whatever's going on. But in this particular case, they caught him behind the wheel and drunk.
Yeah, cops pulled him over, charged him with DUI. According to TMZ, his eyes were bloodshot. He reeked of alcohol. He did not pass his field sobriety test. And the cops are currently running some tests because they believe there may be more than just alcohol in his bloodstream, but they do want to precisely measure that level before they decide how severely to punish him. The best part
is... I don't understand. That's ridiculous.
Charges didn't stop there. He also got busted for drag racing, driving with an expired license, and then resisting arrest because he refused to take his hands out of his pockets when the cops told him to do when they pulled him out of the car.
Why would he do that?
He's very ashamed of his nail beds. He needs a mani-pedi something.
Fierce!
So he's currently still in jail, and with any luck, he will be brutally beaten by other prisoners.
You know what it takes to get sent to jail in Florida?
That's right.
Come on.
Usually you have to shoot somebody over the outcome of the American Idol or something like that.
That's true.
Usually how it goes down.
Oh, my goodness. That was crazy.
You need proof that God answers prayers?
You just gave it to us 1 second ago with the Bieber story.
If you need further proof that God answers prayers, well, just take a look at Katy Perry's cans.
Yeah.
Katy revealed in a new issue of GQ magazine that she used to pray to God for breasts when she was a little girl. Breasts that, in her words, were so big I couldn't see my feet when I was lying down. That's what she wanted. Well, God is good. And he gave her those boobs.
God listens. Have you seen that photo or just read the article, Ralph?
I just read the article.
It's, I'll tweet it out. It's cool.
We'll say.
Right? Right?
I like boobs. Big boobs.
She got her wish, and she says the girls got so big, eventually they fall into her armpits now when she lays down.
Well,
between
sexy.
Her and Bean, you can just suck the sexy right out of this story, can't you?
Start it up what did good I do? Then... All I did was say that the photograph was great.
Yeah.
Let's make those noises.
Silence! Today's celebrity birthdays.
Nice melons.
Tito Ortiz, MMA fighter, 39 years old today. Tito's not fighting anymore, is he?
I don't think so.
Just with his ex-wife. It's the only thing he fights.
Right. He only fights in court with Jenna Jameson. That's it.
Nick Harmer of Death Cab for Cuties, 39. Tiffany Thiessen. Boy, she's lovely and talented. So good on white collar. She's 40 years old today. Mariska Hargitay is 50. You know her from Law & Order. TBC.
I think that's it.
Taking care of business. Anita Baker's 56 years old. Robin Zander, singer, guitarist, frontman for Cheap Trick, 61 years old. And Richard Dean Anderson. You probably know him best as MacGyver. Of course, I remember when he was Jeff Weber on General Hospital. Those were good days. Remember that?
Nope.
Yeah.
Kinda.
Yeah. Jeff and Rick Weber, the brothers, always fighting with each other.
Nope.
Then Luke and Lara came in, and then, of course, Robert Scorpio, and they had a chase down the ice princess. Hello? This thing on?
Unfortunately, yes.
It's good times. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Another hour, another chance for you to get into some exclusive K-Rock Grammy pre-parties. This Saturday night, Imagine Dragons at the Grammy Museum and Capital Cities at the Conga Room. Your chance to win coming up in about 15 minutes or so here on K-Rock, plus a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup. Remember about a week ago, Kevin, when all Justin Bieber had to worry about is whether he was going to get in trouble for egging his neighbor's house?
Yeah, the sheriff's department showed up and they raided his house. They were looking for all kinds of proof that he threw eggs.
Right. Well, now he's in a whole lot more trouble with the arrest in Florida this morning with the DUI and the drag racing and the driving with an expired license and resisting arrest and everything else that's going on. But the egging charge has not been lifted yet. And the man who was on the scene at the house that day, along with a bunch of other Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department deputies, is on the phone with us right now. Lieutenant David Thompson is here, lead detective on the egging case. Hi, Lieutenant. How are you, sir?
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, Lisa May. How are you guys?
Very good. Thank you.
You got to get him for something. I don't care what it is. You got to lock this kid up. You got to take him off the streets. He's a menace to society, Lieutenant.
Well, we're already old news. I didn't expect to be old news so soon.
Who knew that we already outdo that?
Yeah, exactly. But for me, that helps a little bit because I'm kind of known as the Eggman now. So
sure, right. And you should be. I mean, did you make the decision or did somebody else make the decision and say, listen, Lieutenant, we want you to go to Justin Bieber's house and we want you to check on this charge of egging.
Let's look for eggs.
I would love to be able to blame somebody else, but I made that
decision.
That
was your choice.
That was my choice. You've got the right guy on the phone.
Couldn't love you more.
Now, Lieutenant, I know that you're the police has to take charges from citizens seriously. I know that you have to consider every case and you got to investigate every case as time resources permit. And egging sounds funny, but you kind of look at it as any other kind of vandalism case when you decide to go out there, right?
Well, yeah, we have to. And it's based on the dollar amount. I certainly, after 30 years, don't want to be known as the Eggman. So
no.
We would all had a little more street cred had it been a brick or had it been something.
Paint, something, yeah.
And I had to think long and hard about that because I knew it was going to be in the press and it was going to be an egging, which probably is going to go on this weekend at every college campus across the country.
Yeah.
The problem is that Justin doesn't live next to a fraternity house that would throw eggs back at him. And so at some point, there's an escalation and we have to look at the victims and tell them that there is something we can do about this.
How many complaints did you receive on Justin from either that neighbor or any of the other neighbors in the area?
Well, he's had some problems with that neighbor, but there's been countless others. I mean, I've been to the house myself prior to this numerous times. I mean, there's loud parties. You know about the driving too fast, which, of course, now has escalated.
Yeah.
You know, and there's just been a whole plethora of charges that come up. And in most cases, we don't have an opportunity to do more, unfortunately. And so I attempted to talk to him, just like I talked to him on this particular day, trying to kind of get through to him that it's not the crime of the century, and maybe you're not a bad guy, but this isn't the neighborhood that you can do this.
First of all, he is a bad guy. And second of all, how many times have you talked to him?
Well, face-to-face, only the egg caper.
Okay.
Because usually he, you know, doesn't really want to talk to me. So I've talked to other people in his camp, attorneys, security, but him was just the egg caper.
And how did he respond?
How did the egg caper conversation go?
The egg caper, obviously, I realize it's a little unnerving when you're woken up and you have 11 deputy sheriffs in your house.
Sure.
So, you know, once I could calm him down and calm everyone else down, I tried to get through to him to explain exactly what we're talking about here. It's not a fraternity house. You can't do this kind of stuff in this neighborhood. You caused a lot of damage. And, you know, he sounded a lot like Ralph, actually.
Is that right?
You know, I mean, why
all the questions, bro?
Why are you in my house, bro? I mean, that's pretty much what I was getting. So.
That's awesome. Now, were you looking for proof of egging, as it was reported?
It was reported, and I've even heard that DNA in the eggs, which I'm not quite sure what that would tell us. I think chickens lay a lot of eggs.
Yeah.
We were primarily there for the security video. And that's what we wanted to show. I you know, if he'd have egged a house blocks away, it probably wouldn't have been much help. But he egged his neighbor, which might be caught on his own camera.
And are you allowed to tell us if you found that?
We did take the video equipment, and it's being analyzed right now by our tech crew. So we believe that there is probably some evidence on there, but we haven't actually got a full report on that yet.
All right. I have a question that you may or may not be able to answer. And this is Lieutenant David Thompson on the phone, Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. We're talking about the Bieber egging investigation. So you take the computer, you take the footage, the file. If you also come up with naked Selena Gomez photos on that computer, what are you allowed to do with those?
We are not allowed to do anything with those. We're only looking for anything related to this particular crime.
Right, but this is off the record.
Off the record,
if that's possible on the radio.
Yeah, no one is listening, I'm sure.
That's unfortunately very true. Listen, yeah. Lieutenant, so much was made from TMZ.com and other outlets about the arrest of Little Za that morning.
Right.
And they made it sound like you walked into a hash den. They made it sound like it was, you know, just a full-on drug party going on at 7 o'clock in the morning when you guys showed in. Is that consistent with what you and your guys saw on the ground that morning?
No, actually, it's not. I've heard everything. I've even heard I had a dog with me because the neighbor across the street came over and asked me a question, and it was supposedly a canine. I think it was a Shih Tzu. So the house was orderly. We didn't see any signs of any drugs other than what Little Zaw or Fee-Fi-Fo-Fum, I'm not sure which one was there. That was the only drugs that we saw. The rest of the house, I didn't see any bottles of codeine. And I actually walked through every
room.
Oh, wait,
you did not see the bottles of codeine?
No.
Oh, okay, because we heard that too. Okay.
It was supposedly littered with drug paraphernalia, and that's not the case. And I actually walked through myself. I was the third one through the door, so it's not hearsay, and I saw none of that. The house was, the only thing I can say was it's not furnished the way I'd have it.
Look,
but it was clean, it was orderly, and there was no signs of marijuana everywhere and everything else that I've heard.
You can't be the egging guy and the interior design guy.
Exactly.
You might want to just take
a little much.
Right.
You're wearing too many hats. All right. What happens next in the egging investigation? Not that it'll matter because he'll be on a death row in Florida, so you can't touch him anyway. But what's likely to happen in the
exactly.
case that you're working on?
We've been trumped. We're going to get the video back and analyze it ourselves probably today or tomorrow. And then we'll have a discussion with the district attorney, and we'll go from there, whether or not charges are filed on him or somebody else. we'll determine from there.
Now, when was this? Last Thursday, Friday?
It was last. It was the Thursday before, and I believe we did the search warrant on Tuesday.
On Tuesday, okay.
Yeah.
And gotcha. Then, so he flies to Florida, and now the latest news is DUI, resisting arrest,
right.
Suspended license, the whole thing.
Drag racing.
Yeah, he's amped it up a little bit. Eggs certainly are not that big of a deal now. But
he's also been pretty good at avoiding being the guy that gets caught.
Right, and that was the same thing in our case, which is in most cases we don't have the legal authority to go in the house and even talk to him or look for anything because of the types of crimes. This one, even though I knew I was going to be the egg guy,
we
had a legal reason to go in, and a judge signed a search warrant. And you know, we're trying to get him under control. It doesn't seem like right now it worked.
Oh, you were hoping that he kind of got the message that this is getting a little serious?
That's what we were hoping.
I would imagine, but...
That's certainly what we were hoping.
Last question for you, Lieutenant, and maybe this is one that's going to be impossible for you to answer, but do you feel like this case was handled exactly the same way as it would have been with the same circumstances, but a non-celebrity involved?
Yeah, it was. If we had somebody in a neighborhood that was just wreaking havoc on their neighbors, we're here to protect the quality of life of all the citizens that live out there. So we would have done something. And we have other egging cases, but in most cases they're 14 years old and we call them to come in with their parents.
Right. You know,
most of it doesn't rise to the level of a search warrant, and I get that. And I was trying my darndest to sneak in and sneak out. And in fact, you guys came up because one of the deputies there said, we're already on Kevin and Bean.
Yeah.
He was apparently listening to your radio as opposed to the police radio, which is a whole other issue.
Hey, listen, that's the right thing for him to be doing.
Exactly. That's right.
And when he told me that, I thought, this is it. I'm the egg guy.
You're the egg guy. Well,
this is my legacy.
Lieutenant Egging, congratulations.
Thank you.
Are an awesome egg guy. It was a lot of fun to talk to you. I hope whenever I get arrested, I'm sure it's going to happen, I hope you're the guy on the case. Thank you, Lieutenant Tubbs. We appreciate the time, sir.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you. So we're about a half hour away from taking calls on You Shot Yourself. Feeling any better about it, Kevin?
I think we're going to be fine. I've been the one all along that thinks that if there are people that are shooting themselves on accident, they listen to our show.
All right. We're going to be looking for your calls just after 8 o'clock this morning if you've ever had an accidental discharge. No, not you, Burma. Of a firearm. Of a firearm is what we're talking about. That's coming up at 8 o'clock. First, though, how about a brand new Kevin Abean Internet Roundup?
Yeah! Click that mouse and open your browser. Plug your shirt in, drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Life's so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bane, Internet Roundup.
Hey, Dave, the King of Mexico, producer of the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you, sir?
What's up?
Good batch this week, my friend. Good batch.
Good batch.
Always. I like the internet.
The internet is good.
Yeah.
Let's start out
expand
with one
on
that I guarantee is Kevin's favorite video of all of them. This is at this year's Australian Open. This just happened this week or so. A guy playing professional tennis hits a ball right into the face of the ball boy. Now, you can go to the internet roundup at kevinabean.com or kerrick.com and see it, but you'll get an idea of how awesome it is just from this sound.
It is a direct hit to the face.
That's gotta be.
It doesn't bounce off of anything.
Nope.
It goes
that's
right.
That's gotta
in
be
the face.
Almost 100 mile per hour coming at it, right?
It,
yep.
Yes,
yeah.
It is awesome.
At least you know what that's like when you get hit in the face with balls.
Yes, I
mean, it is
I do.
Just,
it's very
no
painful,
good at all,
or a lot of fun. Depends.
Here's a. I guess he's a magician. He's pulling one of these street magic pranks where he makes it look like he's walking on water. He's walking while he's texting, and then he just keeps going right into a pond in New York. And I guess he must have put some sort of plexiglass out there so he could walk on it. But it just confounds the hell out of the people that are standing around watching him do it.
That was weird. I don't know. Just like
you
so.
Last man I know to walk on water was Jesus. And you don't look like Jesus.
I certainly don't.
That doesn't even make any sense. That makes no sense.
I like to try to talk through it. Let's see. Hang on a second. What's the last person?
Yeah, Jesus.
Okay.
It's pretty funny. Here's North America's favorite mayor, Toronto's Rob Ford, is back. Now, he said he wasn't drinking anymore. He said that he left those ways behind him and he is clean and sober. Well, he had a little bit of a misstep the other day and it was caught on video. Here he is talking to a friend, a supporter. And for some reason, because the mayor is drunk, he's doing it all in a delightful Jamaican accent.
Leave me alone, man. They got 5 months from me. And I'm trying to tell me.
we're counter-surveilling the guy. You know what I mean? He's hiding here. I'm hiding here. Oh, we don't...
By the way, you watch the video, and it makes that much sense.
Yes. Yeah. He's just a big, fat, sweaty, drunk guy who's just doing a Jamaican accent for no reason other than he's drunk.
I want to vote for him for president so much.
He's Canadian,
I know.
Kevin.
Can we import him?
Let's do a trade for Bieber.
I like it.
Deal.
I like it.
Honest Action is back. This is great. They go through popular movies. We have two of them on the roundup this week. One for Home Alone. The one we're going to hear here is for Die Hard. And they have a doctor who's standing by who's watching the action on screen. And he's letting us know what injuries would actually be sustained. In this case, Bruce Willis's character, John McClane, if he actually did the stuff in real life that he does in the movie. And at the end of it, it is not a good conclusion for our hero.
Glass foreign bodies and probable flexor tendon lacerations. Orbital blowout fracture. Mandible fracture. Zygomatic arch fracture. Orbital fracture with globe rupture. Concussion. Fractured larynx. John McClane is dead.
Yeah, sorry. Four times he would die in that movie in real life, by the way, if he did try to do that.
But he's John McClane.
Right? What do you get when you take the very popular Wolf of Wall Street, the Leonardo DiCaprio movie, and you combine it with Teen Wolf on MTV? Well, of course, you should get the Teen Wolf of Wall Street.
You're old enough now to join the real world.
I don't want to join the real world. I want to party with my friends and get high.
Do you know what affluenza is?
I don't speak Italian.
Kids, all you want to do is play on your phones and run around and chase cars. Smoke some woozy, snort some wise.
Yeah, Dad. So why don't you give me a credit card so I go buy some shit?
That's about how that goes for 4 minutes. Yeah. Although they didn't put in enough F-words to really parody Wolf of Wall Street, did they?
That's true. Not enough.
You're listening to a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. What's Trending is back with a new video. This is a great collection of all of the ultimate Kanye-isms and freakouts. You know, he's done some crazy stuff on stage and interviews over the past couple of months, and this is the best of all of them put together in one great video.
You ain't got the answers, man. You ain't got the answers. You ain't got the answers. You ain't got the answers, Sway.
Don't talk to me at all. And don't talk to anyone I know at all. And tell everybody never talk to anyone that anyone knows.
I feel that.
Don't talk to themselves.
I feel that.
Don't talk ever again.
Hey, I love you, though.
I love him so much for saying, tell everyone to not talk to anyone.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, that pretty much covers it.
Dave, I thought we were done with Wrecking Ball video tributes.
Oh,
the
no.
Parodies of the Miley Cyrus video. What's going on with your friend Ron Jeremy in this one?
He decided to do the video scene for scene.
Yeah.
Now, Ron Jeremy is the hedgehog. He's about 60 years old now. He is the most famous male porn star in the world, and you basically see him in his tighty-whities. I mean, he is down to his underwear, and I know Ron was sick a couple months ago and was in the hospital. He didn't lose a pound while he was in there. So this is too much Ron Jeremy. I'll tell you that, but he does a pretty credible version of Wrecking Ball.
I came in like a wrecking ball. I never hit so hard in love. All I wanted was to break your walls. All you ever did was wreck me.
Ouch.
Wreck me.
And I'm going to tell you something else about our friend Ron Jeremy. He needs to get to a doctor because I used to have a herniated belly button like he clearly does in this video. And I had to have surgery. I had to have surgery for mine. It's going to explode, Ron, at some point. You should definitely get that dealt with. All right, here's a great video, great concept. It's called Bad British Commentary. And what they did is they took soccer announcers and they had them call a football game. In this case, it's a college football game. And, of course, they don't know any of the rules. They're completely confused by everything that's going on in American college football. You know, the referee comes out and they go, well, there's a prisoner who's just taken to the field. Things like that. Listen to some of this commentary from Bad British NFL Commentary.
He's greased himself up and he's parting the helmet he see. Flapjack! 1-0! He is an ostrich of the field. Oh, it's all over! They've taken off their hard hats and traipsed off. Alabama are through to the Super Bowl. Good for them.
Well, I'm not exactly sure that that's how it works, but the whole video is very funny. And finally, Gold's Gym has a video in our Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup, and maybe their most famous member, Arnold Schwarzenegger, goes undercover, and very badly, by the way. It's the worst disguise you've ever seen. And real-life Arnold is walking around talking to people in a real-life Gold's Gym and had some interesting things to say.
Keep drinking.
Because we're not finished yet with the water drinking.
You're so familiar to me.
Maybe you saw me on the FBI Most Wanted list. So you've done 2 reps of water drinking. Usually we do 10 reps of everything, so do another rep of water drinking. Stop being a baby. This is Gord's gym. It's not a baby gym. And 10. Very good. You did it. Give me 5. That one. Ow. Why you hit so hard?
We got to find Arnold some work. He's can't just be hanging around Gold's Gym really all day.
You can see all these videos at KevinandBean.com or KROQ.com. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
Carlos Guerra from Pasadena is this hour's winner of the KROQ Grammy pre-party. He is going to have himself a hell of a weekend this Saturday night. Imagine Dragons at the Grammy Museum plus Capital Cities at the Conga Room. Don't forget the Grammys air Sunday night on CBS. We got more tickets to more parties every hour this morning here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Bean, guess who's on the phone? Mole.
Mole? What are you doing, Mole?
Hey, Kevin Bean. Hey, Lisa May.
Hi, Mole.
Hey, Ralph the Narc. You know who it is?
Yeah, it's Mole. Mole. We heard it was Mole. Yeah, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, is that Egg Cop gone?
The Egg Cop?
Okay, cool.
The Egg Cop, yes.
Yeah.
Did he worry you?
Hey, listen, I was calling you guys because you know why I was calling you guys? Because I want to invite you to my Super Bowl party.
Oh, that's very nice, Mole.
Yeah,
I didn't know you were having a party right there in the van.
Yeah, it's the Sparka Bowl Super Bowl, dudes. Colorado and the other place.
Yeah, Washington and Colorado.
Washington, yes, that's right.
Yeah, it's Seahawks and Broncos, but we're going to be the Green Bowl Packers. Green Bowl Packers.
Now, the reason you say this, I assume...
Green Bowl for weed.
Right. No, I understand. The reason you say this is because Colorado and Washington are the two states in the country where it is legal to sell and buy and smoke marijuana. And a lot of people are now calling this the Super Bowl because those two teams are playing.
You know what? I bet the Cool Ranch Dorito people are rubbing their hands together right now like evil geniuses. They worked a long con, and it's paying off.
They did. That's true.
I guess so,
Let me
yeah.
ask you guys. You know what?
What?
You're talking about Doritos? Are you guys psyched for the commercials? Because I am. That's what everyone's favorite part is.
That's not my favorite part of the game.
It is the best part of the game, because that's when we head out to Hotbox the Shed with Long Bong Silver.
Sparkable
Super Bowl. Hey, you know what they're saying? That the halftime show is just going to be a Resident Evil movie marathon.
Oh, really? I didn't know right that.
Real stony. Who are you guys rooting for?
Well, I got obviously the Seahawks for me, Mole, because I live in Seattle. I love that team. I sure hope they win.
I can't. I've got to root for both of them because they're both weed heads. You know what? I'm going to concentrate on prop bets.
Prop bets, okay.
Here's a good one. How freaky is it going to be when that opera lady sings the national anthem? Over under 4.5.
This is Renee Fleming, of course, the famous opera singer, who I can't imagine why they chose her for the Super Bowl national anthem, but yeah, she's going to be doing it. 4.5 minutes would be a pretty damn long anthem, Mole.
You know what? I'm a football fan because I can also relate to massive head trauma.
Right, sure.
You know?
Right.
Hey, do you guys want to buy some squares before they sell out?
I'm not. What squares are you selling?
Like is it an office pool or what?
No, the Rice Krispie treats filled with Vicodin.
Yes, I do.
Then yes, we would both like to purchase many.
Speaking of food, I will remind you guys to get to the party early because I'm making my famous 70-layer dip.
You have a 70-layer dip?
Yeah,
that's impressive.
Beans, cheese, Fritos, salsa, sour cream, guacamole, Funyuns.
Funyuns.
Marshmallows, Honey Nut Cheerios, clam chowder, beefaroni, ShamWows,
shawarma,
candy corn, Hot Pockets,
I don't think
pine needles, Martin Balsam, lemon heads.
I'm not down with any of that.
Picture of Carol Channing making toilet, wisdom teeth, Tekamaki rolls, puff pastry. I keep going. 3-inch drywall screws, Waterworld DVD. What do you want? Honey peppers.
I want none of that.
HDMI cables, Big League Chew, David Jansen.
All right, full on.
Of course, he's put a marjoram. One of those miracle hoses. I don't know. I flip around a lot when I watch TV recipes.
All right. We'll see you at the van. Thanks.
106.7 KROQ. This is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 7:56.
Now, are we playing that one ironically or that one seriously?
That is for real.
Pretty sure
that
was seriously.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. Ralph is here. Time for another look at the Showbiz Beat on a Thursday morning Kevin and Bean Show. What you got for us?
Nothing says January like the boys of summer.
Sure.
Makes you just want to strip down and get to the beach. Put on those Wayfarers.
Well, 'tis the season.
Yeah.
This country's got problems. Big problems. I every time I read the news, I get a little more disheartened.
It's not an upper.
Today's the worst.
Why? Bieber got arrested. How could this not be a banner day?
Because it's countered by the fact that they did a serious investigation, and they found out that all Fruit Loops, despite the different colors, are all the same flavor.
Oh, everyone knows that.
No, not everyone knows that.
Really?
Yeah, really. You expect the yellow one to taste a little bit more lemony than the red one, which should be more cherry. The green one should be limey. You know, something's just should be right.
Just put your head in the sand, Ralph.
It should be like Starburst, where each one has its own individual taste sensation.
Of course it should.
What would be a nice meal that you guys would prepare me nutritious?
All right.
It's a good question.
Fruit Loops. Good speed bump. Thank you. Let's move on.
I have never had Fruit Loops.
Well,
by the way.
You're a communist.
Well, I hope you're about to give us your opinion then.
Yes. Tell us what you think of the taste of Fruit Loops.
But I guess my question is, since you guys barely have, is this a surprising fact?
Not to me.
It's not. In your mind, they all taste
but
the
I'm
same.
But I'm an expert. Kevin's a genius. He knows all no, kinds
not
of
genius.
Stuff that, you know,
expert in
know.
Sugar.
No, breakfast cereal is Kevin's thing, though.
It's my wheelhouse. But what about Trix or Fruity Pebbles? Is there a difference between those?
I believe there is.
Is this a wide-ranging, just a sweeping problem in our breakfast cereal world?
I could be wrong about that, though. I don't know. This makes me
I'm just
second
saying,
guess.
Who do you trust? Who do you trust?
Trix?
I mean, they certainly do make it
it's
appear
kids, first of all.
that they're all different flavors by giving them all different colors.
Right,
though. I do think there's a little bit of active deception going on here.
It's fraud is what it is.
It's getting more like communism, saying we're going to do this and do that.
And Toucan Sam will be hearing from my lawyers. All right, let's get to the good news. Justin Bieber arrested for DU mother effing I.
Yeah!
Now, we're not applauding DUI, but no. we are applauding Justin Bieber getting in trouble with the law. That is good news.
Why would anyone infer that we're applauding DUIs, that we're encouraging that?
Just want to clarify, it's all about Bieber going to jail and or the death penalty.
The charges didn't stop with just driving under the influence. He was also busted for drag racing in his yellow Lamborghini. Ooh. Driving with an expired license. And then, just for good measure, resisting arrest. This all happened early this morning. He is now in custody at the police department in Miami Beach, where he's being tested, presumably, according to TMZ, to measure the blood alcohol level more precisely, so that when they take him to court, they know exactly what they're dealing with.
Shouldn't he also be in trouble for drinking underage?
Of course.
I mean, he's only, what is he, 19?
At least his license has expired, and he was driving at a high rate of speed down a residential street that his crew had blocked off on either end so he could drag race with his friend Khalil.
Okay.
Who apparently is a rapper. There was also a woman in Justin's car, which made initially police suspect that perhaps it was not him but a Justin Bieber impersonator. Because there was a woman in the car with him.
Sorry, that took me a bit.
No.
My bad.
Anyway, we'll keep you posted. Hopefully, he will have been beaten with an orange and a sock in a holding cell somewhere by the time we get back to you. But we'll wait and see. Congratulations to Evanescence singer Amy Lee. She's expecting her first child with her husband, Josh. Good news to those guys. A lot of babies in the news. JWoww is having a baby. First Snooki, now JWoww. We have bigger problems than Fruit Loops.
That's true.
She's expecting a baby girl. The due date is in July, and the baby's breast enlargement surgery is scheduled for August. So good luck with that.
They just don't grow fast
enough
really naturally.
How are you supposed to do a photo shoot if you don't have some cans?
Right.
And sad news, Captain and Tennille are getting divorced. If those kids couldn't make it.
Really?
39-year marriage.
Crap.
Turns out that love, in fact, could not keep them together.
Now, were they like a pop act in the 70s?
Yeah. Hell yeah. They were the stars of their own television series, Kevin.
Besides, he's the guy with the Navy hat or whatever it was he had on.
The captain hat?
He's the captain.
Yes, captain. Kevin. The captain was the guy who had the captain hat on. Kevin,
you really are a genius. Somehow you narrowed in on that one and just nailed it. Right. That's how you identify the captain. From his captain hat.
They were one of those storybook, well, you mentioned it, almost 40 years they were married. They were one of those show business couples that defied the stereotype and stayed together forever.
Yes.
But no. Look in my heart and
let love won't. Keep us together.
Yeah. The filed papers claim that their marriage is irretrievably broken. However, some people suspect that they're doing it for financial reasons.
Oh, really?
They are in financial distress, apparently, and the captain is very sick.
Oh.
He is legally blind and suffers from Parkinson's.
Oh, wow.
And some people are speculating that they might be able to get better health coverage if they were no longer married.
What?
She also would not be left with his medical bills.
There you go.
When he dies.
Oh, yeah. That's interesting, too. Wow.
So they may actually be in love, but the finances are the driving cause behind the split. Either way.
Well, that's sad.
Sad news, yeah.
So the guy known as the captain, he wore a Navy hat? I got that?
Right. That's okay. The guy. That's how I knew him. Wait a minute.
You did it, Kevin.
You did. You put that together all by yourself, Kevin. We're so proud. Next up, blocks. We can just blocks. See if we can stack those for us. Today's celebrity birthday. He was so excited. Oh, he had the Navy hat.
Kevin was like, they're talking about somebody that I know who it is. I know that dude.
I was just waiting for any picture to come into my mind, and then it happened, and I thought, yes. Yeah.
After about 5 years, I actually could think of somebody Ralph was talking about.
Yep, good news. Tito Ortiz is 39 years old today. Nick Harmer of Death Cab for Cutie, he's their bassist, 39 years old. Tiffany Thiessen is 40. Mariska Hargitay turns 50 years old today. Anita Baker is 56. Robin Zander, guitarist and singer for Cheap Trick, is 61. And Richard Dean Anderson, better known as MacGyver, turns 64. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Our old friend Travis Pastrana joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show tomorrow morning talking about the Nitro Circus Live coming to town. We also have the editor-in-chief of Billboard magazine on with a preview of the Grammys this weekend. And the co-star of America's number one film, comedian actor Kevin Hart, will join us from Ride Along. Plus, Ralph's got the movie beat. That's all tomorrow, Friday, right here on the world-famous K-Rock. All right. We always do phone-in topics, and we always have these conversations off the air. Do we think we'll get anyone calling? And we've come up with many of them where we didn't think so, like you faked your own death.
Right.
We could have done that all morning.
It was shocking.
It was ridiculous how many people called for that. Well, our listeners do. Well, first of all, you know, we're lucky that we have a lot of people listening, so there's a large sample size to choose from. But the crazier stuff is the stuff that our listeners have always been into. Look at yesterday. We could have taken calls all day from people who hooked up with relatives, for instance.
Yeah.
I mean, those are our people are the Jerry Springer audience people.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's true. An Indiana police chief is the latest story, which cracks me up. He shot himself in the foot. This is the police chief. And this is 15 years after he shot himself in the hand.
Oh, wow.
This is the second time a policeman has shot himself.
Oh,
now,
my God.
This is particularly fascinating because as a trained police officer, you would think that you have gone through all the gun training in the world to make sure that you know how to use a weapon safely.
And this is, by the way, while he's running for sheriff, he shot himself in the foot. And his quote is, I need to pay more attention. Really?
He shot himself in the leg at a gun shop on Saturday afternoon. He says, I need to pay more attention. I know what the dangers are. It was pure carelessness on my part. He drove himself to the hospital for treatment and is back on the job. And the reason we bring this guy up is because we want to talk to you, the Kevin Amin listener, if you have ever accidentally shot yourself.
I know, so BB guns, like was brought up in the meeting after the show yesterday. None of that nonsense, paintballs. We're talking bullets.
The real thing.
At least a .22, right?
Now, I don't care what size the gun is. Do you have to have shot yourself, or can you have accidentally just discharged the weapon? And or can you have shot somebody else by accident? How specific are we going to get here?
I'd like – I think not just discharging. I think it has to hit – in my mind, the best would be yourself.
Okay.
You remember Plaxico Burress?
Yes, New York Giant.
Going into a nightclub with sweatpants, and he had a pistol in his –
That's right.
In his waist and shot himself in the leg.
That's right.
That's awesome.
So you want people who have shot themselves, 1-800-520-1067. That's the toll-free number. We want to take your calls here on the Kevin Amin Show. By the way, just by sheer coincidence, this story that you just talked about, the guy is in Indiana. There was a story out of Orlando, Florida this week of a road rage incident that Orlando police responded to at the ramp of I-4 and Princeton Street in Orlando, where two drivers were getting into it on the road. They don't give specifics about if somebody was cutting somebody up, you know, off or speeding up or whatever. One guy pulls out and waves his weapon to the other guy, figuring that's going to end the fight, right?
Yeah, that's game over right there.
Yeah.
Except that he, 36-year-old Richard Coles, accidentally discharged the weapon in his own car and shot himself in the leg. Ended up having to being taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. So he thought he was big man pulling out a gun in a road rage incident. He's the one who ends up in the hospital after shooting himself in the leg.
Love it.
So that's what we're looking for. 1-800-520-1067. Let's give them 1 second to get John on hold, because it sounds like John is going to be the first of what looks like several people calling.
How about
Kevin,
that?
Who have been involved in the self-inflicted gunshot wounds. I love our listeners. John, thank you for calling. Welcome to the Kevin Amin Show. What happened to you?
Hey, guys. Hey, I was in a quick draw competition, which is basically you have to pull the firearm from your holster and shoot three targets in succession as quickly as possible.
Right.
It was a 40 caliber revolver.
The key there is target.
Exactly, and I drew my weapon, or attempted to, and the end of the gun got caught on the holster, and I pulled the trigger by accident, shooting off the large till on my right foot.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. There it is.
Come on. That is what I'm talking about.
No, that's amazing. So you lost that toe, John?
Yeah, that toe's gone.
Nine toes now as a result of you being in a quick draw contest.
Yeah, I didn't like that one anyway, though.
God bless America. Thank you for the call, sir. We'll take your calls next at 1-800-520-1067. You shot yourself. Tell us about it next. Kevin Amin, by the way, Dr. Drew joins us in minutes to talk about Meow Meow, the drug that makes you want to cut your penis off. Kevin Amin listener Omar writes in, hey guys, when I was a little boy, my parents took me to the hospital to visit an uncle. When I asked what had happened to him, I was told that he was drunk, had reached into his pocket to get his car keys. By the way, already, that's a killer story, right?
Problem.
And accidentally pulled the trigger of a gun that he had in his pocket and shot himself in the leg. I had to bite my lip while I stood there next to his hospital bed to avoid laughing myself into tears. That's what we're talking about here this morning on the show, is you shot yourself. 1-800-520-1067. That's the number. Let's go to John. He's on line three. He's our next victim of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Let's find out what happened to him.
Hey, John.
Hey, good morning, Kevin and Bean. Lisa May.
Hello.
Good morning, sir.
So it was after a heavy night of drinking, beer, and pizza.
I think at this point, really, if you shoot yourself, isn't that a given?
I hope so.
And
all right, go on.
I felt a little something, and boom, it was a pudding hammock. And that is how I shot myself.
I'm sorry. I missed the thread of that. A pudding hammock?
Pudding hammock.
Anyone have any idea what he's talking about?
Is this in the
that
green
is
region?
I shot myself.
Ah, nope.
Okay, thank you.
Completely lost.
I think he's
What's
trying to be funny
on?
By calling it that.
Oh,
like he shot himself and then he made a pudding hammock. I don't know.
Okay,
let's move on.
How
we
about
have plenty
Gabriel is on line six. He's up next on the Kevin Amin Show.
Gabriel, you shot yourself?
Actually, I was in the room when my brother shot himself.
Fantastic.
Oh, good. Close enough. Tell us about it.
So my dad had about 30 guns in the house. They weren't in safes. They were just lying around. The ammo was all over the bedroom. My brother picked up a 45 round, and my nephew had asked him what would happen if he hit the bottom of the bullet. my brother picked up a glass cutter because my dad worked with glass. My brother's like, I don't know, let's find out. So he hits the bottom.
You live in the least safe house ever. He's got glass everywhere, and weapons and bullets.
And then we were juggling knives while we were dancing on top of spikes on the floor.
And there were random chainsaws going. I don't know why or how.
So I said to my pet alligator, I said, "What's going on in your house of horrors, Gabriel? Seriously."
Yeah. So the bullet goes off, and I turn around. I look at my brother, and his fingers are dangling from his hand.
Oh, ouch.
From the impact. And I see all his blood squirting from the middle of his forehead. I guess a piece of the shell casing shot into his forehead.
Oh, my God.
And we could hear the bullet, like, zipping by us because it was bouncing off the walls. And luckily, it didn't hit any of us. But, yeah, he was in pretty bad shape. They were able to save his fingers.
Wow. So you said it blew off some fingers, but the bullet also hit him in the head?
No, the piece of shrapnel shell casing shot into his forehead, and his fingers, luckily, they were able to save him. He had surgery.
Wow. I got to be honest, that story has everything.
It does. Are you the guy who called 911?
No, actually, one of my sisters did.
Because you were laughing too hard?
And actually, I almost pooped my pants. I was about 8 years old when it happened.
Okay. Fantastic. We have the best goddamn listeners in the world. Thank you, Gabriel. We appreciate the call, sir.
You are listening to the world famous K Rock and the Kevin and Bean Show. 8:38.
What's going on there?
Muggs didn't feel like there was enough on the air at the time.
I see. I gotcha.
He wanted to add to the show.
Hey guys, late breaking news. We're going to talk to Dr. Drew, as we do each week on the Kevin and Bean Show, about this time about Meow Meow, the drug that's sweeping the nation. But because of late breaking Bieber news, apparently it's a law that Dr. Drew has to comment on every celebrity that gets in trouble, whether he knows anything about them or not. And we're going to enforce that law by having him comment on the Bieber arrest this morning. Welcome, Dr. Drew. How are you, my friend?
Bean, thank you for feeling my pain.
I mean, isn't that true, though? Your phone starts ringing off anytime a celebrity gets in trouble, and they want you to comment on something that you know nothing about.
And it's so bizarre because they become offended if I go, look, I just don't have anything to say, or why, or what, so what? And yeah, they become angry and offended.
And then if you do guess under those circumstances, which you basically know nothing, people yell at you for guessing wrong.
Twitter. What, sure. How do you dare you comment on something you know nothing about?
Right.
But thank you for contributing to this mess. I appreciate it.
Of course. Yeah, we're just trying to add to your pain. So we'll say first that Dr. Drew doesn't know Justin Bieber, isn't treating Justin Bieber, is not his doctor. But from afar, this kid's got a lot of trouble, and every week it's another cry for help from him, right?
Well, couple things. Yes, you're right. I don't know anything about him. I also just moments ago got like 19 calls from CNN about a story I also know nothing about, so I'll do the best I can here. But as far as cry for help, I'm not a fan of a cry for help model. I don't think drug addicts cry for help. I think they continue to use until they can't. And it looks like they're crying for help. And in retrospect, they may say, well, I guess I really was sort of pushing things. But no. If you let them keep going, they will keep going. So there's no crying for help.
So is your guess, Dr. Drew, when somebody makes so many poor decisions, as Bieber apparently did this morning, to be underage drinking, drag racing, without a license, resisting arrest, admitted to being on prescription drugs and smoking pot, when he's doing all of those things at one time, and I assume not expecting to get caught, expecting to be able to get away with it yet for another day, how clueless is he and why?
Well, he may be intoxicated. He may be using a lot more drugs than we know, so he may be sort of out of it and not really caring. I think the most thing, he doesn't care. This is the thing that sort of my research has suggested, and I have the only published research on celebrities, and they all come from a bit of trauma. They all come from higher risk of substance use, and they organize their life in such a way with sycophants and enablers so that they don't have to have the normal consequences that
right.
the rest of us would have. The rest of us, an employer, a spouse, somebody would have gotten us by the ear and yanked us into treatment long before a celebrity ever has that sort of an experience. They have people around them who are not willing to risk their access to that person by confronting them.
Because if you confront him, he fires you and you're out.
You're out. Right. You're just done. If you remember, Deepak Chopra confronted Michael Jackson about his drug use years ago, and magically he was excused from the inner circle, and that was that. And that's how they're able to continue it. And so it becomes law enforcement. It becomes medical problems. Unfortunately, what Justin Bieber is doing is not a lot different than Rob Ford, the mayor of Toronto. These are binge episodes. It's probably a lot of through line using, and it's going to progress, and it's going to get. It's a progressive condition, and the real, I think, for me, the serious problem here. Where are you going to treat Justin Bieber? You know, where are you going to put him that he can confidentially and securely focus on a treatment? And by the way, we're not hearing yet what the prescription, so-called prescription meds were in his vehicle and in his system. If it's opiates and benzodiazepines and the usual, by the way, lethal combination that we see these days, that takes a long time to treat. How's that going to work? I feel.
What is benzodiazepines or whatever that is? What is
that's
that?
That's like Valium-like Valium, drugs, okay. Valium, Ativan, that kind of stuff. And, you know, when people die of drug addiction today, they die because they're combining opiates, which is Vicodin and Oxycontin, that stuff, with a benzodiazepine, Klonopin, Valium, Ativan, and they die. They stop breathing. And that's every death you can think of in a celebrity in the last 10 years. That has been the reason. You've thrown a little alcohol, and there you go.
Wow.
Hmm. Let me ask you this. This is the voice of Dr. Drew, of course, from the CNN HLN show, weeknights at 6 o'clock, and our own Love Line, five nights a week with Mike Cathward here on K-Rock Sunday through Thursday nights at 10. And I'm sure this comes up a lot on both of your shows. He's in jail right now. Let's just say, hypothetically, he ends up doing some prison time for this. I don't think he will. That doesn't help.
Too, by the way, there's a felony charge against him for throwing eggs at his neighbor's house.
Yeah, true.
Right. Yeah, we talked to the lead detective from that case last hour here on the Kevin Beach. Let's say he ends up doing some jail time. That still doesn't address any of the problems that you've just laid out for us.
No, but it you'd be surprised how many people find sobriety when they lose their freedom.
Yeah.
If they lose their health, lose their freedom, lose their children, those are the big three that get through people's denial. But you're right. He could just as easily be if you're. Some of his grandiosity is founded. It's not unfounded. In other words, who do you think I am? Well, yeah, he is a big superstar. That grandiosity fits his actual position in the world. And that grandiosity may prevent him from becoming humble and becoming insightful and being willing to actually do treatment. So in jail, he may be plotting his revenge on the world rather than contemplating how he got in the situation.
In between being very, very popular in jail.
Because he does have a pretty mouth, right, Dr. Drew?
I don't want to think about that.
Would you like to comment on his mouth, please?
Wow.
You know,
wow.
The mugshot is out now, yeah. And it's available everywhere. And Stryker already tweeted from K-Rock here how shocking it is to see Justin Bieber with a shirt on. I mean, that alone is amazing, to see him dressed for a change.
Some of the tremendous consequences he's suffering from his using.
Exactly.
Now, one more thing, Doc, and I'm not at all trying to suggest that this is anything like the Amanda Bynes case in terms of the mental illness that apparently was involved with her.
Right.
But I do feel like Bieber has gone from being it's funny that he got into trouble to now it's irritating that he got into trouble. Now I feel like there have been so many of these incidences that have come so fast that it's started to be disturbing and depressing how many times he's involved with law enforcement.
Right. It's looking dangerous. And now it's starting to come into focus that substances appear to be at least probably the primary issue. And the combination of substances are starting to look dangerous, and that starts to make sense. And again, substance use disorders are progressive. They get worse with time. The consequences mount. And so he's following a usual course for that kind of an illness. The scary part is, how do you treat this? I mean, if he were the average Justin in the world who came in on alcohol, weed, benzodiazepine, and opiates, you'd say, hey, next 6 months, you're going to be focusing on treatment.
Right.
I don't
know
if that's possible with a guy like
that. That's just not, it's not very swaggy. That's why. So what are you going to do now, Drew? You going to turn off your phone?
No, I'm going to call Ashley Banfield immediately after this.
All right, Dr. Drew.
One quick other thing.
Yes.
What's going on with David King of Mexico? My buddy was sick last week, and his girlfriend's been complaining a lot. She's actually organizing open forums on Loveline to sort of assess her relationship with David King of Mexico.
Interesting. He keeps that from us.
We don't know anything about that.
All right.
I think the open forum this week ought to be, what do you do if your boyfriend, you set, like, dietary goals and exercise goals for him, and he keeps violating them? And what do you do then? Do you leave him? Should that be the open forum? Like,
we are going to investigate that immediately. Thanks so much for the tip, Doc.
Right,
we'll
back.
See you on HLN tonight and Loveline right after that. We appreciate the call.
All right, see you.
Thank you.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and you are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:55.
Ralph Garman is here. Time for another look at the showbiz beat on a Thursday morning. Are we still on Bieber watch, Ralph?
Well,
what are we doing?
Of course, that's all anyone is talking about. Twitter's blowing up. The internet's blowing up. TMZ, of course, is still the leader in Bieber watch 2014 coverage.
Sure.
So
I'm very disturbed by the Free Bieber hashtag that's already taken wings. Let's slow down on Free Bieber, all right? Let's all enjoy it for a little while first.
Or do what I do, which is make sure you hashtag that in whatever you tweet and talk a lot of crap about him and just watch the fans go nuts. I love trolling.
It is fun.
Troll the Beliebers as much as possible. It's so entertaining.
It is fun to take them on, but you never know when you might hear from Bean.
Yeah.
Because he's in that group.
That's true.
Look.
Why can't he be the boy we all fell in love with?
I am 100% on your side and have been for a long time on Justin Bieber.
You loved him back when he was Bieber.
Look, there was a time where he was a very very talented, engaging young man who didn't have all of these problems. It was just about the records he made.
No, he was exactly the same guy. We just didn't know it. That's all.
Well, that's possible.
Murder. There we go.
That's possible.
Yeah, I just trolled some Beliebers. It was awesome. Somebody tweeted, let's get hashtag Deport Bieber started. And I tweeted, well, no need at this rate. We'll be sending him home in a box soon. A whole bunch of 13-year-old girls' heads exploded on the internet. It was fun to watch.
It is fun.
It is fun. Here's the latest. More details coming out about the actual arrest this morning when in Miami Beach, Bieber was arrested for DUI and drag racing and resisting arrest. The resisting arrest part is my favorite. Word is that when they dragged him out of the car, he started cussing out the cops, dropping multiple F-bombs.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't you know who the F I am? I imagine was one of them.
I'm sure. Wouldn't take his hands out of his pockets. That was another thing that cheesed off the police. And so that led to the resisting arrest charge.
Bieber is probably not as familiar as the rest of us who live here with Florida.
Yeah.
You don't mess with Florida.
Yeah. Bieber, if you're looking for his mugshot, that's up at TMZ.com as well. He's very smiley. Very smiley in his mugshot while he wears his jail-issued, not swaggy at all, orange jumpsuit.
He also looks high as F in this shot, doesn't he?
He looks blasted.
He really does. Kev was wondering about this arrest in Florida. He was asking off the air if the California Highway Patrol is who pulled him over. Any word on that in the official documents, Ralph?
They said the CHP did not show up on the scene, which disappointed a lot of people.
What were they doing?
Being here in California, I guess.
Yeah.
Officials held a news conference this morning already saying Justin Bieber made admissions that he had consumed some alcohol, been smoking marijuana, and consumed some prescription medication.
Okay.
Yeah. He gave him a lot to work with.
He did, didn't he?
I'm saying. Here's what the police report says. Bieber was defiant from the get-go, yelling at cops, "Why the F are you doing this?" He also yelled, "What the F did I do? Why did you stop me?" When the officer tried to perform a routine pat-down, Bieber said, "I ain't got no effing weapons. Why do you have to search me? What the F is this about?" Bieber claimed he wasn't drunk and he was just coming back from recording music.
Oh.
"I'm coming home from work, officer." That's not true because he was seen at a nightclub hours before the arrest.
And he was drag racing, wasn't he?
Yes.
Okay.
He was in a residential area racing along a buddy who was also in a Lamborghini. Justin's was yellow. His friend Khalil was driving a red one.
Hey, guy who doesn't want to get pulled over by police, how about not driving a yellow
Lambo
sports car like that?
Driving 60 miles an hour in a 30-mile-per-hour zoned residential area, apparently. That's what caught the attention initially of the police. So, here's your Bieber update. It just keeps getting better. Boy, he looks like just a douche in that mugshot. He's going to slap that smile right off his face.
Yeah, oh, it'll happen.
That's why they threw me out of the academy.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You were in the academy?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. I kept roughing dudes up at their mugshot photo shoots, and they thought maybe that was out of line.
It's not a photo shoot.
It is a photo shoot. It's for Bieber. He's doing the Zoolander face. It was a total shoot.
And they also didn't appreciate your talent of being able to tell whether somebody was guilty or innocent just by looking at them.
And you'd think that would come in handy in law enforcement.
Save taxpayers a lot of money.
If I could look at a dude and go, guilty.
Right.
Think of the problems that would be solved. Judge, jury, executioner. That's what I applied to be, but apparently there's some, I don't know, due process they talk about.
Whatever.
Laws. Here's your celebrity birthdays. Tito Ortiz is 39 years old today. Yeah. A former MMA fighter is volunteering to be Bieber's cellmate. I don't even know what that means, but I think they'd be a good team together. Nick Harmer of Death Cab for Cuties, 39 as well. Tiffany Thiessen, the lovely and talented, all morning long I've been mentioning White Collar, show I love, and she's great. She plays Tim DeKay's character's wife on that show, but we've simply just ignored her Saved by the Bell legacy,
sure.
Which, of course, needs to be given its proper respect. She was Kelly on that show as well. Mariska Hargitay is 50 years old today. Nita Baker is 56. Robin Zander of Cheap Trick fame is 61. And MacGyver himself, Richard Dean Anderson, 64 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:34.
Ralph, you're the sci-fi expert here,
yes,
on Kevin.
Yes,
so I can ask you this question.
Thank you for acknowledging that. Yes.
Where is Grammy pre-party winner Mary Zaytonian from? Where are the Zaytonians? Where do they come from?
Alpha Centauri.
Is that right?
Okay. Yeah. They have superpowers in Earth's gravity. Do we know?
Absolutely. Yeah. Because of course, Zeton is a much denser planet, and so it has more mass and hence more gravity.
Okay.
So when the Zaytonians get to Earth, they are lighter than air, so they can fly, and of course, it gives them additional strength as well. The muscles are much stronger on Earth because they're used to a denser atmosphere on Zeton, which, you know, once you relieve them of that pressure, the muscles have been strengthened.
Are you positive it's not just
Glendale?
Well, it could be that.
I would know.
You would know. That's true.
Mary, thanks for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. We're hooking you up with tickets to two exclusive K-Rock Grammy pre-parties this Saturday night. Imagine Dragons at the Grammy Museum and then Capital Cities at the Conga Room. Keep listening to win your way in all day long here on K-Rock. Time now for the Showbiz Beat for Thursday. Here's Ralph.
Alpha Centauri, of course, was where the Space Family Robinson was headed on Lost in Space.
Sure.
I don't believe they ever got there.
Obviously.
Dave would know better than I. Dave's our big Lost in Space fan.
Is that right?
Oh, loves Lost in Space. Can't get enough of Lost in Space. You know, they're showing it now on MeTV. I don't know if you watch the MeTV or
not. No.
Channel 20 on your DirecTV if you're here in Southern California. And Saturday night, the lineup, I believe, is Batman, two episodes back-to-back, then
Strong.
Wonder Woman, then Star Trek, then Lost in Space.
Strong.
What do you think I'm doing on Saturday nights?
The
That's
opposite.
Right. Me TV, mother effers.
The opposite obviously. Of everyone else that's having fun.
Obviously.
And going
obviously.
Out.
And then you get a horror movie with the horror movie host. Oh, what's his name? Damn it.
You talk about one of the old school hosts, like Zachary
yeah.
or one of those guys?
One of those guys, but he's not old. He came out of the Chicago area, I think.
Obviously.
Ghoul something.
It's not going to be worth it when you get to it.
I know, but he's great. He's great. He's very entertaining. He shows the old horror movies, and he does, you know, little interstitial stuff like Elvira.
This is on Saturday night.
Oh, it's the best.
Huh.
It's the best.
MeTV is the greatest channel, by the way.
Because
I watched my Perry Mason and my Hawaii Five over there on MeTV as well.
Yeah, on Sunday nights, they've got film noir, so you got Peter Gunn, and you've got Mr. Lucky, and you've got The Saint.
I'm bored!
Me too.
There's all this new stuff to watch. I don't want to go back and watch stuff I've seen before.
You can watch that, but it's like comfort food, Lisa.
No.
You go back and see the old shows. You're like, oh, I love this episode. And you kick back.
No,
and
I just
oh,
use
God,
comfort
I'm
food.
I'm so bored.
Comfort food for comfort food.
That's what I do.
Oh, God, I'm bored already.
All right, stop it.
You stop it.
You could use a little MeTV in your life, Kevin. School you a little bit. Catch you up
right.
a little bit on the
what
world
What do I
of
care about
culture.
A series that was on in the 60s?
Well, because it's everything's piece. Built
ridiculous.
On...
Ridiculous.
Look,
stupid,
they,
absurd.
That's stupid, make, absurd. Thank you.
When they make a cop show as good as Dragnet, get back to me, Kevin.
Emergency, Adam 12. Everything was built on something, Kevin. So if
right.
you're a fan of television, it's fascinating and informative to look at the foundation... For all the shows you currently love, you can find the genesis of those shows in our television history.
No!
Or that. Or no. Well said. Well, good point well taken, Kevin. We have to revisit the Kevin School debate sometime because I think
no!
he's still living by those rules. And God bless
him. It works because how do you respond to no?
That's
my
true.
My favorite Kevin debating technique is
just let it go.
That's the one that really I think I love the most.
Is that me?
One. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's you.
It's you after a granola bar.
Wow.
Just let it go.
Just let it go. Kevin said to the arresting officer, pulled him over after he drunkenly stole a car.
Just let it go. It's just a car.
Come
my
on.
My point is, come on.
Lots of cars everywhere. Let's let it go.
What did you do?
No!
Okay. While we're talking about drunk people getting into trouble that are not Kevin. By the way, everyone in the office, Kevin, asked me to tell you thanks so much for demanding that we get that shredder.
Because we're just using too much. We're using your document shredder just too much.
Did Kevin make us buy a shredder?
Oh, yeah. It insisted. We need a shredder. We need a shredder. Because, you know, we all have those.
We have the sensitive documents.
We've got all those confidential radio documents we need to destroy so no one gets a hold of them. So
you
Kevin
don't
demands that we spend money on a shredder has not been touched ever.
Still in the box.
In the history of having it. Sitting there, taking up room in the office, never once used.
Are you afraid that
someone
will...
Oh, it'll be used today.
Are you afraid that someone will see your notes, Kevin, on the woman who sucks on dirty diapers? That's going to get out somehow?
You don't want Frank and Heidi getting a hold of those, because then the radio wars will just flare. We'll just lose our position of strength. You have to get rid of all those classified radio documents. We need a shredder.
No!
Just let it go.
Just let it go. Shredder. This place is just clown college.
It's clown college.
All right, let's get to the Fever Watch. Oh, no, before I do that, I got to give away
you can't tease us like that.
Stuff. But we'll get to it in a second. We got some time. Blu-ray.
Yes.
It's the best. It's just the greatest thing. You love your DVDs, and then you get yourself a Blu-ray player. And I was late to the Blu-ray game. I didn't jump on it right away like some people did. But they released the 1966 Batman movie on Blu-ray. And I was like, okay. I had to have that, so that means I have to have a Blu-ray to watch on.
Right.
And you put it on, and you're like, wow! I had no idea.
It looks so much better.
That recorded entertainment could look that good on your screen. It's really worth the investment. But let's say you're cheap. Or you can't afford it. Or you want to just let it go.
Let it go.
Well, you don't have to any longer, because I'm going to give you a Samsung Smart Blu-ray player for your very own self. And I'm going to throw in a copy of the following, the complete first season, which is available now on Blu-ray and stores everywhere. This way, you can catch up on the following, if you haven't seen it, which is a great show, by the way, before it comes back for season two on Monday, January the 27th at 8 p.m. on Fox 11. So, you get your Blu-ray player, you set it up, you binge watch your first season, and then you're ready to go by Monday, January the 27th. Just call me right now, 1-800-520-1067. Caller number, let's say, it's January the 27th, it's coming back. We'll say caller number 27. Right now at that phone number, 1-800-520-1067. You get the Samsung Blu-ray player, and you get the following, the complete first season on Blu-ray. So you can enjoy your Blu-ray player right away. All right, let's get back to the Bieber news. That's all everybody's talking about this morning in the world of entertainment. It just has so many layers. It's an artichoke of entertainment.
Let me ask you guys a question before you get into all the details. Okay. Does it make us?
Should I just let it go?
Bad people. How happy this story makes us?
No, of course not.
Okay, good.
Because
here's
the
thing:
I've never been more happy in my life, and it makes me feel like I'm an ass.
It's because he's a tremendous douchebag.
Yeah,
who has a long history now of obnoxious, entitled assholery.
Yeah,
and he just won't stop. And so to watch someone like him, who's got everything. He's got the money, he's got the fame, he's got the talent. He could do anything he wants with what he has.
Right.
And to see him just be such an a-hole over and over and over again, you feel like there's some sort of cosmic balance when a person like that gets their comeuppance. So I don't think there's any problem at all in taking pleasure in watching him run into troubles.
USA! USA! USA!
I agree. You're just standing up for justice being served.
Yeah.
This isn't a case of someone who seems to be a humble, well-structured, sort of reasonable personality. Who
that would
gets
make
and,
us a-holes for
right.
taking
if glee. If someone like
right,
that, you know, if this were to happen to Brad Pitt or George Clooney or somebody who does a lot of good with their fame and fortune and works hard and seems to keep their nose clean and just is a family man and, you know, has got a lot of good stuff going on, then yeah, I think that kind of schadenfreude is sort of ill-placed. But in this particular case, no, let's revel.
Let's revel indeed.
For those of you just hearing about it, Justin Bieber was arrested early this morning in Miami Beach for DUI. He was drag racing with his buddy Khalil, who
took the place of Lil Za.
Who took the place of Lil Za, yeah. He is a rapper, apparently, and as I mentioned before, I believe he's the guy who rips your heart out of your chest while it's still beating in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, I'm pretty sure.
Not sure it's the same
I think
one.
It is. Khalil.
So they're drag racing in a residential area in Miami Beach. The cops say he was going 60 miles an hour in a 30-mile-an-hour zone. They pulled him over in his yellow Lamborghini, and he's loaded. Cops say they suspected the influence of both drugs and alcohol, failed his field sobriety test, was a douchebag to the cops, dropping multiple F-bombs, got arrested for not only the DUI but resisting arrest and the drag racing and driving on an expired license. All of these things make him a douchebag.
Yeah.
However, and a friend of mine, a good friend of mine, said to me many years ago, facetiously, the point of what he was making, I think, was correct. He said, if you ever kill anyone, if you ever execute anyone for murder,
right,
they should get two extra chairs and put the parents right next to him when they throw the switch. Because his theory was, it all starts from parenting, right? And if your parents work really hard to make you a decent person, the odds of you becoming an asshole drop significantly.
I would guess so.
Now, it's not in every case, but just across the board. It was sort of his rule of thumb. And I thought there was something to that. And I think that even more now, when we find out that the guy who was blocking off the residential street so that Justin could drag race...
Don't say it.
...was his father...
No way.
38-year-old Jeremy Bieber...
Holy crap.
...was part of Justin's entourage who blocked off the residential street so his son... could drunkenly drag race with a suspended, expired license.
No, it's cool, son. Go ahead. I'll block it off.
Can you imagine?
That is crazy.
His father was also at the nightclub Justin was at before he was arrested. So he's boozing with his 19-year-old son, underage, engaging in underage drinking with his son, and was around him all day when Justin... self-confessed that he had been smoking weed all day as well. So this douchebag, just this sycophant, just was whatever you want, Justin, just letting him get away with holy hell.
I mean, it's bad enough if a friend lets you drunk drive, but a parent? That's unimaginable.
And if you see the photos, they're up on TMZ, of this douchebag.
Did he get arrested too?
I don't believe so. He was only present when Justin was arrested early this morning. But he's got the tattoos and the flat bill hat. Oh. He is just living the dream alongside his superstar son. It's just, that's him in the blue t-shirt there. Look at him. Look at him. In his deep V blue t-shirt with his flat bill trucker cap.
Yeah, we're cool.
Yeah, we're bros. We're not father and son. We're like buddies. Let's get some more weed.
What a dumb douchebag.
So I say put Jeremy Bieber in jail, too. And the girl that was in the car with Justin when he was arrested, this Chantel Jeffries, she's a piece of work, too. The self-described model, according to her Twitter profile, is also an animal lover, an eyebrow connoisseur, and a deep thinker. So, that's who his girlfriend is these days. What a great batch. The whole batch. The whole group of them.
Yeah.
Just napalm.
Just let it go.
Just let them go.
Let them go.
Just let them go. Just napalm the whole bunch. That's why they threw me out of the military.
Really? You were in the military?
Yeah, I wanted to use...
I thought you were in the police academy.
I was. They threw him out of there, too. I wanted to napalm pop stars.
I don't think napalm is used anymore.
Well...
For anything.
We should bring it back. Okay. That and the neutron bomb. Whatever happened to the neutron bomb? God damn it. That was a good idea. Leaves the building standing, taking out the people. We neutron bomb Miami Beach. Bieber's gone, but we still got...
Nice buildings.
Nice buildings. Still got Lincoln there you can go to, and you know, once they clean up, have a nice meal. Today's celebrity birthdays. Tito Ortiz, MMA fighter, is 39 years old today. Nick Harmer of Death Cab for Cutie is 39. Tiffany Thiessen celebrates her 40th birthday. Mariska Hargitay of SUV, Law & Order, 50 years old. Anita Baker, 56 years old. Robin Zander, singer and guitarist for Cheap Trick, is 61. Is he the lead guy being, you know, your Cheap Trick?
He's the guy. He's not the singer. Rick Nielsen is the singer. Zander's the guitar player with the big, with the blonde hair. So he's not the lead singer.
He's the one we would recognize.
He's the lead guitarist, though.
He's not the lead singer, though?
No, that's Rick Nielsen. This is Robin Zander.
He's the one who wears the hat and has got the checkerboard guitar?
Nope, that's Nielsen. That's Nielsen. This is the blonde guy who plays guitar in Cheap Trick.
Right. He doesn't. He's not the singer.
Open
he's
up not the a singer. Blog.
He also does sing. He's just not the lead singer.
Is he syndicated?
Harmony and backup. But he's one of
Robin Zander's the lead singer.
He's one of the two main guys. My understanding is Rick Nielsen is the lead singer.
Zander
Robin Zander is the guitarist.
No, Nick Nielsen's the guitarist. He's the one who does the thing. The guitar flips around in a circle and stuff and everything. He's the guitarist.
Well, you may be more the singer. You may be more Cheap Trick than I am, so I will defer to you on this. But my understanding was
like
that...
The Flame and I Want You to Want Me and all the song. That was Robin Zander.
All right. I'm with you. You won me over.
Just let it go.
Just let it go,
is what I said.
Richard Dean.
Just let it go.
How loaded are you in that?
I don't know. I haven't heard that clip. Where'd you find that?
It's the greatest thing ever.
I've got about 1,000 Kevin clips, so it's hard to keep track of.
I'm bored.
Sorry, Lisa. We're trying to do a little comedy here.
My point is, come on. That's true.
Richard Dean Anderson. Let's tomorrow just set aside a break and just explore the magic that is Kevin.
We don't have the time. I don't have time. I don't think that's called for.
We need a shredder. We have to have shredder in the office. What happens if I want to cut some cheese?
I think Kevin was confused at the purpose of the shredder.
It's possible.
Richard Dean Anderson MacGyver.
Has come in handy, though.
60.
He thought it was a cheese
not come in
shredder.
Handy.
We're making burritos. No,
we've never used it. It's never been operated.
I'm going to use it as soon as we get back in there. Whatever's on your desk is going in.
As soon as you will. Richard Dean Anderson MacGyver, he is 64 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning, all new Kevin and Bean Show. Travis Pastrana will join us talking about the Nitro Circus. We have Kevin Hart on the program, one of the stars of Ride Along. We have Joe Levy from Billboard Magazine talking about the Grammys with a preview of that. We have the movie beat because it's Friday. And thanks to Ralph's edition yesterday, I believe it was, we have a brand new Would You Like to Take That Back?
Oh, sweet.
Yay!
On tomorrow morning's Kevin and Bean Show.